Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These days, Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast?
Charles Barkley says he played a game drunk for the 76ers after the Lakers trade fell through. When NBA great Charles Barkley was on the Philadelphia 76ers, during the 1992 season, he said his agent told him that by the end of the day, he would be a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. My agent calls me one morning and he says, "Hey, you're going to be traded to the Lakers today." Me and my friends, we got out and celebrated to get drunk by noon. I'm on cloud nine. He calls me back 3 hours later, it's like 3:30 now, and he says, "The Sixers backed out of the deal." And I'm drunk as and we got a game tonight. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" "Dude, we got a game tonight, and I've been drinking all day." This is a costly lesson to learn, as I'm sure poor Charles suffered through his game. Apparently, he was suffering playing with the 76ers, which is why he was celebrating too soon. I guess Charles learned never to put the cart before the horse, or in this case, the fifth before the game.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. It's a new era for patients with heart valve disease. A recent FDA approval means that a growing number of patients will have access to a minimally invasive alternative to open heart surgery. While there have been many advancements with open heart surgery over the years, it's still a scary experience for patients. Dr. Michael Reardon, cardiothoracic surgeon.
The FDA recently approved transcatheter aortic valve replacement, or TAVR, to treat patients with severe symptomatic aortic stenosis who are at low risk of surgical mortality. This is important because low-risk patients may be slightly younger and be more active, and often want to get back to their daily routine soon after the procedure. Now they can do that.
It's still important to talk with your doctor to determine if the procedure is the right treatment option for you.
There are many factors when it comes to deciding between TAVR and open heart surgery, but the introduction of TAVR to low-risk patients signals a shift in the future treatment of heart valve disease.
For more information, visit YTAVR.com.
I'm Smitha Rao. More than 54 million American adults have been diagnosed with a rheumatic disease like rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's syndrome, or lupus that can limit their ability to perform simple tasks like eating, getting dressed, or cooking. Dr. Chris McAlee, a practicing rheumatologist who volunteers with the American College of Rheumatology, explains.
Rheumatic diseases are autoimmune and inflammatory diseases that can attack the joints, muscles, bones, other organs, and can affect anyone, regardless of age or gender.
A new survey conducted by the American College of Rheumatology found patients with rheumatic diseases are facing significant obstacles to improving their quality of life.
Our survey revealed that many patients have difficulties getting access to care from a rheumatologist, affording treatment, and
life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So fairy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.